Philip Sempen, PLT, the certain character today's date is 12/02/2024. Dictation was for Jocelyn Ortiz. Ortiz spells ORTIZ. Jocelyn spells JOSELYN. Date of birth is 04/07/2004. A 20-year-old female, hair with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately a week, has gotten worse today. Says she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with swallowing, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports runny nose, says discharge from the nose is green. Next line, she reports myalgia, tiredness, and chills. Next slide, patient reports headaches. The headache is pressure-like, located in the frontal and maxillary sinuses, period. Next paragraph, next line, patient reports chills. She reports dry cough, denies weight loss, denies night sweats, denies travel history, period. Next paragraph, physical, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure 123/77, pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, anadematous, pharynx, uvula, and tonsils. No exudates present. Next line, uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, palpable and tender, anterior bilateral cervical lymph nodes. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute strep pharyngitis, number 2 odynophagia, number 3 acute cough, number 3 sinus headache. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinics: flu, strep, COVID. COVID and flu are negative, strep is positive. Next paragraph, patient received the following injections in the clinic: Rocephin 1 gram, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so, then reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication and stated that she's beginning to feel a little better. Is comfortable with my discharge plans. She was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin 875 milligrams 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 14 days, number 14. Next medication, Diflucan 150 milligrams 1 PO daily for yeast infection, number 1. She was strongly encouraged to hold on to this medication, not to fill it, but as soon as she start having, if she start having signs and symptoms of yeast infection, she should fill it and take it, period. She was advised to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we were closed. End of dictation.